Welcome back to another episode of the Barely Adults Podcast. I'm Jocelyn, oh god, we need to start that over.
No, let's put it in.
No.
That was great.
No.
That's a blooper.
Welcome to the... Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Barely Adults Podcast. It's your boy Cruz.
And Jocelyn.
I definitely didn't have it the other way around last time we recorded. So yeah, we're just a couple of adults.
Barely.
Literally barely. Today I think we're gonna have a nice episode. Hopefully. One, because I like this topic, and two, because Jocelyn hates this topic.
Great.
Jocelyn is so scared right now. Should I cut the lights?
No, what?
I should cut the lights and get a flashlight.
No, you should not. Stop.
Alright, so if you guys can already guess from the title, we're going to be talking some spooky stories today.
Yeah.
Some real ghost stories.
He has some real ghost
stories. I have some real ghost stories.
I'm obviously just spooked
Jocelyn
all the time.
Jocelyn does not, but do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
You believe in ghosts. She's so a believer in
There's
ghosts.
There's definitely one in my house.
There's so one at your house.
But I don't have any good ones.
Yeah. I have some pretty good ones that are genuinely terrifying when I remember them and I think about them at night.
Keep in mind, he's been holding off to tell me these stories until right now.
Yeah, these are things that I've never told
you.
We've been dating for like 8 months.
Equally as terrifying.
We've been dating for like 8 months and I've never told you these stories.
God.
So, some things you might not even know, like, during these stories. So yeah, that's what we got in store for this episode. I think the first episode went pretty good. I think people liked it, for the most part.
I think I was kind of just, like, in the background, just laughing the whole time, but I didn't really say anything.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
Yeah, Jocelyn will get there.
I'll get there.
She'll get there. I think our average watch time wasn't that much, but it's hard to tell.
That?
On YouTube, you can see, like, how long people watch it for, but...
Yeah.
You can't really tell, like, it just gives you an average.
Gotcha.
So, if somebody watched the whole thing, and then somebody just clicked on it and then clicked off...
The average is going to be
half of the video.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of weird. YouTube kind of sucks at that kind of stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care. We enjoyed listening to the first one. We listened to the first one. I know a lot of podcasters don't even listen to their podcast
but
when
like,
they get done.
It was our first one, and
yeah,
we thought it'd be funny. And
yeah, I had to listen to it because I edited the video for it.
Yeah,
this video is just gonna have
this background,
like this background with the audio bars and stuff.
Yeah,
so that'll be fine. But yeah, so you are scared of ghosts.
For sure.
You're definitely a believer in ghosts.
For sure.
I'm a little skeptical with even with these ghost stories. I need some clear ghost
proof. Yeah, I know. I can tell you're the type of person that like needs the evidence
right
there.
I need
right
the
there.
Evidence. It's kind of hard
for me.
You
need the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz
you're very much that kind of person.
Cuz like a lot of these things, I know for a fact I saw them and I know for a fact that I heard them.
Yeah.
But like how come they never came back? How come they don't like return? How come it's like a one and done dealio? I don't know. At your house, it's a little bit weirder because things happen a lot at your house.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Like weird noises and like it's like when you're playing Minecraft and then like all of a sudden that noise pops up when it's like bum bum or something like that, or like or something like that. You know what I'm talking
about.
That
happens at my house.
It happens at your house, I swear to God. It's very scary. And God. Are these ghosts good signs? Are they bad signs?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
They're all bad.
It's hard to know. So your experience with ghosts is pretty limited to just your house. For the most part. It's pretty spooky, I'm not gonna lie. Most of my ghost stories are gonna take place where we are right now.
What the heck? Stop!
We're in my room right now.
Yeah.
And almost all of them take place, like,
they're gonna
in this
get
room.
Mad at us.
In this room.
They're
not
gonna
even
get mad at us.
Definitely in this house, but, like, in this room as well.
Stop.
There's one when I, there's one story when I was going camping. But other than that,
let's hear that one.
The
first.
Other stories
let's hear,
are.
Let's hear that one.
I'll do one from my house and then one from the camping and then one from my house again. Should I do the scariest first?
No,
or the least scary.
The
first?
Least scary.
All right, so the least scary.
I'm already
one.
Freaked out right now.
Well, I guess the least scary one is the camping one, so I'll do that one.
Oh, okay.
So, I was camping with my family. I don't know if I've even ever told them this, but it scared the heck out of me. And what's that thing that happens when people wake up and they can't move, but they see, like, demons and stuff?
Like paralysis?
I think it was, like, it could have been something like that, but I definitely was able to move.
Yeah.
Like, I was moving in my bed, and I just kept seeing this ghost thing.
Yeah.
So, we were camping that night, and we're in, like, the middle of the forest. There's other campers there,
yeah,
like, obviously, but for the most part, we're just, like, surrounded by trees. I think I was in the tent. We had a camper that had, like, beds and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that was just for my dad and his girlfriend at the time. So I think I was in a tent with Kaiser, my brother. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I hear a noise, like, outside the tent. And at first
Wait,
I was thinking,
no, what
like,
did it sound like?
I'll get there. So at first I thought it was just people, like, other campers, like, just wandering around.
Yeah.
But when I went out there was no one there.
Of course.
And all I see is, like, trees. I see, like, the gravel / dirt path, mm-hmm, that's for, like, walking and stuff like that. And I don't see anyone. Yeah. So I go back to bed and it's so dark. It's so pitch black outside. And I think we had like these really, like, cheap flashlights at the time.
Of course.
So that, like, the light was very dim. It was so dim. It was like, it was like when your phone is about to die and you have to go on, like, absolute least amount of brightness on your phone.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like that dim. And that night we watched Ghostbusters.
Of course you
and
did.
That was the first time that I've seen Ghostbusters.
I mean, it's just Ghostbusters.
It was the first time. And great movie, by the way. I love that
it's
movie
so much. It's a
classic movie. It's so funny. But there's a part in that movie that used to scare the heck out of me, which is in the very beginning of the movie, they go to a library.
Oh my god, that's the worst part.
And, like, there's a genuinely scary, like, ghost there. There's a ghost librarian there.
Yeah.
And she, like, I don't know if it's a jump scare or something, but just her face used to scare the crap out of me.
That scene, I can't watch that scene.
It's very scary.
It's very scary.
Yeah. So, having that in the back of my mind, as I'm, like, 10, 11, maybe even younger than that.
Oh, my God.
And I get out of my tent. I look around. There's no one there. So, I go back to bed. And then I hear this rustling in the woods.
Of course you do.
And then I hear like a lady's voice. But it's so faint and it sounds like it's like echoey and like I can't remember what she was saying, but it was soft, but it was like almost like whispering.
Stop.
But I was like, if somebody was whispering,
stop,
I wouldn't be able
to
hear
it.
So, like, why am I hearing this person whisper?
Ooh.
So I go out in the woods with my flashlight again, and there's no one there.
Of course.
There's no one there, but there's a jacket on the ground. And it's not our jacket. It's like a pink, like you have some of these. It's just like a jacket to keep, like, little girls cold.
Got to.
Or warm.
Got to.
Like a little girl's jacket.
Got to.
And it was just lying there. And I was so scared. And I was like, I don't know what that was. So that was like, I think that would probably be my first encounter with, like, possibly a ghost.
So you were like 10 or 11?
Yeah, I was like 10 or 11.
Screw that.
I know, very scary.
Oh my god.
But, like, in the moment, I was shaking. I was very scared. I didn't know, like...
Were you the only one awake?
I was definitely the only one awake.
Oh, that sucks.
It was... Oh man, it was so scary. I did have my stuffed animal, I think.
your bunny
that I used to carry around all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, like, the first time.
Oh, my God. That's the least scary one?
That's the least scary
one. My stomach is, like, all turned and twisted.
Yeah.
Mainly because we're in this room and I'm all freaked out right now.
So now we're getting to the part...
Oh, I keep looking around.
Don't worry. If there's a ghost here, give us a sign.
Nope, stop! Shut up!
Just flicker the lights or
Seriously,
something.
Seriously, shut up.
Seriously, though, that's a real thing. Kidding. That's a real thing.
I don't these care, lights, shut up.
These lights go out every couple months.
Oh, yeah, and I they know start that one goes
and
over
this
there.
This one did too for a long time. And it, like...
You're
just
freaking
flicker,
me out.
And it
You're
was,
freaking me
it
out.
Would, it was so scary.
You're freaking me out.
I'm
Let's
sorry.
Stop.
No,
we're done.
No, we're not. No,
we
we're not.
Are.
No, we're not.
Ooh.
We're only like one third of the stories done.
Oh, no.
And then we can talk about other stuff if you want.
Yeah, happy stuff.
Yeah. My brother did get a Ouija board one time.
I hate Ouija boards.
But
I think they're
it was
so
fake.
Stupid.
It was so dumb.
I would never do one in
It
my
never,
life.
It did not work.
Yeah.
It was boring.
Still.
And then, a while ago, I think it was last summer, I got a Stranger Things Ouija board.
Oh, yeah.
That was so real. Totally real. There was totally nobody pushing
yeah,
in
were.
A direction.
Yes, you were. He's told me this so many times.
But I'm so Brianna was getting so scared. She was like, you guys are joking.
All his friends were over here, and they were all using the Ouija board, and he told me that he was the one that pushed it the whole time, and he convinced everyone he did not.
Oh, yeah, Brianna was so scared.
My gosh.
She was genuinely getting freaked out. It was so funny.
I think that's the best thing ever.
It was so funny.
Because I can just picture them freaking out.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Down here.
Yeah. This is the room of spooks.
Stop it.
So getting back to the spooky stories.
Oh, God.
So my stepdad, Scott.
Yeah.
He used to have a cat.
I think you've told me
I think I told you that. Yeah. So he used to have a cat named Tippers.
Yeah.
Because it was a black cat, but the tip of its tail was white. So it was an all-black cat.
Gotcha.
I think the belly might have been white, too, but it was very
faint.
Most of the cat was black, except for that one bit.
Okay.
And I don't know what it was about this cat. I just don't think it liked us. It definitely did not like Ethan.
Did it like Scott, though?
It liked Scott.
Okay.
It would, like, sleep on their bed and stuff.
Yeah.
But one thing it loved to do is go underneath their bed. But when you see a cat underneath someone's bed... All you can really see in there, it's a black cat.
It's the
You
tail.
Can really only see its eyes and in the white tip of its tail.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty spooky already. Better yet, when the cat hates you.
Yeah.
And every time it sees you, it makes, like, that hissing noise that cats do.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, yeah. like, I don't know. I hate it.
Yeah.
Like a snake. It looks like a snake when it does that. It did that all the time. I think it was just mad at me one time because I pet its belly, and I guess you're not supposed to do that with cats or something like that. I don't know.
That's why you get a dog.
That's why you get a dog. Exactly. he had this cat, and eventually we had to put it down because it started getting old. It started peeing on everything and whatnot. But downstairs kind of became like its, like, hangout spot. It would always sneak in here.
Yeah.
And it would hang in that back room.
That freaks me out.
It would
out.
Always hang in that back room. That's why there's, like, there might be still, like, cat litter stuff in there.
Yeah.
Even though this was, like, 7 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 or 7, something like that. And it would always, like, go underneath this bed, my bed, and it would always go underneath the couch and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
And I would always just see its eyes and the white tip of its tail, and it would always, like, just screech at me and then run away. It was, and it had the loudest meow, and it was, like, so, like, classic cat meow.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was saying meow. It was so weird.
That's funny.
It was so weird. But it definitely hated us. Definitely, I feel like me, but maybe that's just my own personal experience.
Maybe because it wanted your room.
I guess. Don't say that, dude. It might still be here.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
So,
If I hear a meow, I'm leaving.
Oh, wait till you get done with this story. So I used to share this room with Kaiser.
Yeah.
My brother. And multiple times throughout after the cat died. So we put the cat down.
Yeah.
And we didn't get our dog until, like, years after. So in between those times, mm-hmm. we would just come downstairs. We would come downstairs and all the light, and we liked not having that first light on.
Yeah.
So when we came downstairs, it would be, like, pitch black.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, you could hear Tipper's meow every here or there. Like, you would come down the stairs, and you would just hear Tipper's meowing. Or, like, I would be in bed, like, going to bed. Because I used to have to sleep on the couch, and Kaiser got the bed.
Yeah.
I would be on the couch, and I would be, like, just looking up at the ceiling. It's dark. It's pitch black. And I would just hear the cat just meow from the other room.
So you both heard it?
Oh, Kaiser definitely heard it, too.
Oh, my God.
You can ask him about this. He'll definitely say that he's heard it.
We need to get him on here.
We do need to get him on here. And so the cat would meow, and it would scare us, because we were like, this cat is not supposed to be alive. It was so scary. And,
you're freaking me out.
And, like, I swear to God.
I keep looking over
I
there.
Swear to God, sometimes you would pass that room. So, like, my room is set up in the basement, and we have a separate room that's for, like, the freezer yeah. and the, mm-hmm. I don't even know what that thing's called. Like, it's not, like, a heater. I think it's a heater. Whatever carries all the CO2 and stuff.
All kinds of basement stuff.
Yeah, all types of basement stuff.
In this room.
There's a separate
here.
Room. And
next to the stairs, where you come down
yeah,
to get into
and
your room.
And there's usually a curtain there.
Yeah.
But we used to not have a curtain there.
Did you put it up because you got scared?
No, I don't think so. But you would pass through that room, and it's so black in that room when you don't have the rest of the lights on.
Yeah.
It was so black in that room, and I swear to you, you could see Tipper's eyes in that room. And you, like, you would see, like, the two yellow dots of her eyes and the white tip of her tail. Just, like, on this place that she used to rest. Because she used to rest on this little board where we kept, like, paint and stuff like that. And I swear, you would see her just laying there. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very scary at the time.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm dealing with ghost cats over here.
Screw that.
I'm dealing with freaking ghosts in the woods. I'm dealing with ghost cats.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, it was not fun. It was very, very scary. Like, anytime it happened, I would run out of the room. I would just not come downstairs for a little bit.
You realize we're
scary.
Not coming back down to your room,
oh,
right?
No, never, dude. It was very...
I don't even want to go past that room.
Yeah.
How am I going to get upstairs?
I'll hold your hand.
That does not help me.
Well. You know how I met your mother when they put, like, the little vision goggles so he can't see anything and he can't hear anything.
And on Ted. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good episode. They're trying not to spoil the Super Bowl for themselves. So he puts cups on his eyes so he can't see anything, but he pokes two little holes in it so he can see his feet and like that's about it.
And he had to go get wings.
And he puts like these
noise canceling
headphones. So like you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And he's just walking around bumping into everyone.
That's me now.
We'll make you one of those that way you don't hear my cat meow at you.
Stop it.
Swear it's real.
Stop.
It's very scary.
Stop.
It was so scary.
Keep in mind, we keep looking over to this room.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the
cat. It's pitch black over there.
I'm waiting for the cat to come out.
That's not funny. If you have a cat set up in there specifically
No, I swear to God, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because you wouldn't be able to see it on the podcast.
Wow, stinks.
Yeah, so that's like the first ghost I've had like in this house. The second ghost.
Oh no.
I don't know where this came from. I have no clue. But I believe I've seen it twice. I believe I've seen this ghost two times. And the second time was much scarier. So the first time, I was down here, and Kaiser used to have to get up before me mm-hmm. for some reason. I don't know why, but he used to have to leave before I did.
Okay.
And so, and I would just like he would shower, and then I would shower, and then he would go brush his teeth. I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I'm getting ready for school. He is already like upstairs. So he just brushed his teeth. He just got ready. And then he went upstairs.
Okay.
So it's my turn to go into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into the bathroom. I get my toothbrush. I rinse it off. I put the... Do you rinse it off, put the toothpaste on, and then rinse
We're
it again?
We're not having this controversial
conversation. Or do you put the... or how do your toothbrush?
I rinse my toothbrush.
Yeah.
And then I put the toothpaste on it.
And then do you rinse it again?
Yeah.
So you rinse it twice?
Yes.
I think I do that too.
You don't know.
I don't know. I think some people don't even rinse their toothbrush. Which to me is so weird. That's so weird. If you don't rinse your toothbrush before you brush your teeth,
yeah.
We're not friends.
I'm sorry.
oh yeah, so where was I? Okay. Toothbrush.
So, no, I like that toothbrush.
So I am all by myself down here. Kaiser just went upstairs. These backlights are mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
So you all can three? And you can see them in my bathroom. So you can see like this area in yeah. my bathroom. So
okay.
So the way my room is set up is I have a room and then in my room there's a bathroom. And in my bathroom there's a mirror
that faces
right above the sink
outside of it.
And it faces into the into the bedroom.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking in the mirror, you can see the bedroom behind you.
Yeah.
And I'm brushing my teeth.
Oh, stop.
I brush my teeth. I look up at the mirror. I'm brushing. I spit. I look up. And there is a girl there in an all-white nightgown with long black hair. She looks wet. She looks like she, like, just got out of, like,
stop.
A pool or, like, drowned or something. I don't know.
Stop.
I don't know. And she is all the way in the back of the wall. So, in the mirror, she is as far away from me as possible. And I whip my head around, and she's gone. There's nothing there.
Well, of course she's gone.
There's nothing there, and there's nothing that resembles her. There's nothing black around this area. There's nothing white around this area. There's just this couch, because I didn't have this American flag at the time
yeah.
behind the couch. So I just look back and all I see is the couch. And there's just no girl there anymore.
So where we're sitting right now...
Where we're sitting right now is where she was the first time.
First... No, okay. We're done. No, I'm not kidding.
It gets better.
I'm not kidding, though.
I'm sure the people love it, though.
I'm sure
people
I'm dying.
Love these ghosts.
I'm literally dying right now.
No,
my stomach
it's okay.
is inside out.
No, don't worry.
I don't want to leave your room,
it's okay.
but I don't want to stay here
yeah,
right now.
It's okay. It's okay. After
We're
this,
watching cartoons after this.
Yeah, after this we can watch like Wee Bear Bears or something.
And then I'm not leaving.
By the way, check out Wee Bear Bears, best cartoon on Netflix.
It's very cute.
just got to plug that in there. So yeah, this is where she was the first time. The second time. And I told Kaiser about that. Right away, I ran upstairs. I'm pretty sure I still have my toothbrush in my hand. And I run upstairs. I sprint up there. I'm like, Kaiser, there's a ghost in our room. And he was like, bro, don't say that. He was like, don't say that, bro. Don't say that. And I was like, no, dude, I saw her. She's like, her? I'm like, yeah, dude. And he's like, don't say that, bro. Don't say that. I'm like, why? Have you seen a ghost like this? He's like, no, but I don't want to. And... Oh, man, that just, like, after that, that day was very spooky. So that was, like, I want to say when I was either in 8th grade or when, yeah, I would say either when I was in 7th, 8th, or freshman. I can't really remember. But it was somewhere in that time. how you doing? We're at the last ghost story, that's for sure. So the second time, so I used to have longer hair. It used to be down, like a little skater boy or something, even like, though I definitely wasn't. Ears. Definitely wasn't a skater boy, but yeah. It looked like that.
Yeah.
And I used to have this red brush. It was like a black and red brush. Yeah. It was like an Axe brand or something. And it used to be in my room. Or it used to be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I would brush it in the mirror every morning. But this morning...
Stop.
This morning, I go in the bathroom.
Please.
I go in the bathroom. And my brush is not there. My brush is not there, guys.
That's not good.
My brush isn't there.
His brush is there every day, guys.
My brush is there every day.
Every day.
And I was thinking, oh, Kaiser took my brush. Freaking, because he used to do that. And I look up in the mirror.
No!
The girl is back, brushing her hair with my brush.
This is literally a lie. You're look.
No.
No, you're literally lying right now.
I'm telling you what
right
I saw.
Now.
I'm telling you what I saw. No. I'm telling you what I saw. I'm telling you what I saw. She looked like maybe she was like a fourth grader, fifth grader, something like that. So she was definitely younger. She's like a young girl.
Don't white describe night her. Dress, don't.
And she's... And she's brushing her dark hair. She wasn't wet this time, which made it a little bit less spooky. But she's brushing her hair, and she looks up at me. I whip my head back around again, and she's gone. Remind you, this time, she is not in the same place. This time, she is like right up there, where the fireplace is. So there's like, so she's like halfway to the bathroom at this point. So she is definitely closer, and I whip around, and she's gone, but my hairbrush is on the fireplace. My hairbrush is sitting right there where she was standing. And I was, at that point, I ran upstairs. I was sprinted out there.
Why are you still living down here?
Because nothing has happened since.
I don't care.
Nothing's happened.
No.
That was...
Now something's gonna happen.
So this was like 6 years ago. Maybe a little bit less than that. Maybe like 4, 5. We're at the 5-year anniversary.
Shut up! Shut up!
I'm kidding. So that was definitely the scariest ghost encounter I've ever had.
Are we done now? We done.
I am finished with ghost stories at this point.
What does that mean?
So, I do not have any more stories. How do you feel about...
No!
Was that the worst one?
Yeah!
I told you, I asked you if you want to start with that one. If you want to start with the most scary, because then we could have went less scary.
I don't want to be in this room right now. I don't think you guys understand what's happening.
Do you need to grab a pillow? I have like 50 of them. Do you need to grab like a little stuffed animal? You want the duck?
Sorry.
Okay. Whoa. She's got a giant duck.
It's a giant little ducky.
Giant little ducky. So yeah, those were my three and a half ghost stories. Nothing has happened for... Don't say that. You pointed over there and I got scared.
I was just looking at the Halloween poster. It freaked me out.
Yeah. I do have a poster of the New Mutants where it's like a clean sheet of... It looks like a clean sheet of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like pushing their faces out. So it looks like that.
No.
And I wanted to put that right there.
No, you're
right
not.
Right at the entrance of my room.
No. Where the cat was. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. It scares away the cat. So yeah, those are... My real ghost stories, life experiences that I've had, give or take 3 or 4. If you count the last one as 2, I'd count it as...
I wish you guys could hear my heartbeat right now.
Let me feel it. Oh, boy.
It's
like bum 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 bum. That's what it sounds like.
I can't stop looking around your room.
Should I put spooky music in
no!
the back of the podcast?
No. No.
That would be kind of funny. That'd be kind of funny though.
No.
So yeah, those
Remember when I thought these were just going to be like that first story? Nope.
I told you they were going to get scarier.
I didn't know they were going to be in this room. You didn't tell me.
I did tell you that.
You were
going to
sit in the exact same spot where you first saw this stupid girl. That I'm sorry, you're not stupid. I'm sorry. Don't come in. Like, I don't remember how long ago it was. Maybe like a month ago. My sister was telling me a story. She was... Stop. She was, stop.
If you guys don't know what happened, there was a little noise by the stairs.
Stop. Please stop.
But I think it was probably just my sister doing something.
Stop. Okay. So, my sister was telling me a story. She was in the upstairs bathroom. We have a bathroom on the top floor and the bathroom on the basement. Yep. She didn't want to shower in the basement, so she was in the upstairs bathroom. And so this door that we have, it's not like your typical door where it just opens where you pull it out. It folds in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's so loud. Like, if you're in the basement, you can hear the door open. Mm-hmm. And hear it close.
Yep.
It makes a loud creak.
It's like...
It creaks every single time. Yep. It's never not done that. And so she's in the shower... I don't remember where she said my dog was, but my dog was definitely nowhere near the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And the door opens.
She was
freaking out.
There's no way the wind can do that.
The window wasn't open.
Oh, my God.
And so, so she's telling me this, and I'm like, that's freaky, you know, like, I'm sure it, like, how did it open fully? I don't know.
Yeah.
And
until one day.
Stop it! And so, it's just me and Cruz and my dog at my house. He's sitting downstairs at the dining room table because I had to go upstairs and use the bathroom. I'm using the bathroom, and I kid you not, the door opens.
Opens
I'm like,
by itself.
I'm like on the toilet, TMI, but... And I literally am like, oh, heck no. I literally said that. I was like, oh, heck no. I like... Mm-hmm. Had to get up, and I ran downstairs, and I freaking tell Cruz, and he's like, no. Mm-hmm. He's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, this... I was like, remember when my sister told us about this?
Yep.
Ever since then, I hate that bathroom.
Yep.
I hate that door. It's such a stupid door.
It's a nice bathroom, though.
It's a very nice bathroom. The door? Stupid.
The door? Oh, cursed.
The windows aren't open.
Do you think it's the wood?
And if it is the wind, the wind's blowing in, and the door folds in the other way. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, there's not a handle on the back of the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's only on the inside. Mm-hmm. So you have to pull it from the inside.
There's no chance the wind could do it.
I don't know.
It's the wood of the door. The wood is probably cursed wood. It's probably made with, like...
It's such a nice bathroom,
a tree
though.
In a spooky forest or
something.
Yeah,
and this bathroom is right next to my room.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You kind of just, like, hear things around my house all the time. Mm-hmm. They're not really, like, seeing a girl in my room, but...
Yeah. They're more audio
than
visual.
Yeah.
So those are, like... Our ghost experiences. You know what I wish I had?
What?
Alien experiences. I'm jealous of people that, like...
How would you, like, have one, though?
Like, people say that, like, they've seen UFOs or, like...
Yeah.
Or, like, they've...
They swear
They swear they were abducted one time or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Stuff like that. Even though I'm sure they just... It was probably just a dream or something.
Yeah.
All right. So... Those were our spooky stories.
Those were his very spooky stories.
You had a pretty spooky story in there.
No, it was just a story that my house is like...
It's pretty spooky.
Stupid.
It's pretty spooky. It's like Monster House.
Yeah.
That's a good movie,
That's
though.
Such a good resemblance.
I love that movie.
That's a classic movie.
That movie's spooky.
Movie from our childhood that scared the crap out of everybody.
That movie still scares me.
I just love the animation.
Oh, yeah. I love the characters are such characters.
Oh, yeah. Caricatures.
Like, the babysitter is such the, like, rebellious babysitter.
And the boyfriend.
Her boyfriend is such the babysitter's dumb, stupid boyfriend.
Yeah.
the old man is like the stereotypical old crazy man. His dumb best friend is like the stereotypical dumb best friend. I love it.
Yeah, that's such a good movie.
That is a very good movie. You should watch that sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Leave your guys' ghost story comments in the comment section.
We'll get some more people on here sharing their ghost stories. I would love to hear them.
Maybe we could have Peyton on, since she has so many ghost stories, without Jocelyn.
Yeah.
It's a little spooky.
I mean, I've already heard some, but...
There you go. So yeah, we hope you enjoyed. Hope you got a little spooked. Hope you laughed a little bit.
Nope.
Nope, not even a tiny bit.
Not even a tiny bit.
So yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram, barely_adults_podcast. Follow us on Spotify and YouTube. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.